the Neighbors Radio Connection Live 2020 News. Steve Goldstein's most recent blog cites BIA Kelsey's latest data on the highest billing stations in America. As you heard last week, exclusively and first on 2020 News, once again, WTOP Washington was deservedly at the top of the heap. Without question, one of the prime architects of WTOP was Jim Farley, now CEO of News Doctor Incorporated, who for 17 years served as WTOP's VP of News and Programming. Goldstein writes, Jim, who remains one of the thought leaders in the talk radio business, came up to me recently at Talk Show Boot Camp in Fort Lauderdale after a presentation about podcasting I did with Westwood One CMO Pierre Boulevard. What he told me blew me away. Jim said he walked into the room a non-believer about radio's prospects with podcasting and left convinced that radio was missing a golden opportunity to further expose its content. So much of the great content created by WTOP is missed by over 90% of the audience, Jim said. And with podcasting, WTOP, and for that matter, all radio stations, now have a method to expose their content to a larger audience. Bingo! One of the pioneers and leading voices in news talk is on board. Jim talked about the fitness, foodie, gardening, and astronomer features that are low-hanging fruit on WTOP. He also talked about the potential of cross-promoting extended interviews. Jim said, this is a slam dunk. It dawned on me that this is another distribution channel, delivery truck. His concern prior to the session had been a radio station's ability to create and monetize podcast-only content. While the session may not have alleviated all of those concerns, the ability to time-shift content as radio experiences new threats and challenges seems a natural extension. While WTOP does put some audio on a web page, Farley said, it needs to be easier to find and consume. Jim went into the session a skeptic and left an advocate. That made my trip, Jim said. I started in 1966 and I'm still learning new stuff. Ain't that the truth? Aren't we all? Steve Goldstein is CEO of Amplify Media. WDRV 97.1, The Drive's McMurray and McNeil Show, aired acclaimed critic Michael Phillips for movie reviews. Chicago's WDRV, Pete McCurry, tells Jockline, we love movies. Our morning drivers love movies. Summer movies season is fast approaching. Michael Phillips is a stud. We work less. It's a no-brainer. WDRV FM 97.1 PD, Rob Cressman, tells blogger, Pete and Dan are both avid motion picture fans, and their show often gravitates to what's new at the movies, Cressman said. From the fantastic to the failures, the Morning Drive's Thursday edition will now feature one of Chicago's most respected film critics. Phillips also appears monthly on Film Spotted, the movie review podcast and radio show hosted by Adam Cambier and Josh Larson at midnight weekends on Chicago Public Media WBEZ-FM. Phillips also appears monthly on Film Spotted, the movie review podcast and radio show hosted by Adam Kempner and Josh Larson at midnight weekends on Chicago Public Media WBEZ-FM 91.5. And he just wrapped up The Film Score, a series on great music from the movies for classical WFMT-FM 98.7. Phillips joined the Chicago Tribune as theater critic in 2002 and was named film critic in 2006. A frequent contributor to Turner Classic Movies, he co-hosted the final season of the nationally syndicated movie review show At the Movies with A.O. Scott of the New York Times. 99.9 KISW Seattle continues its partnership with the Jimi Hendrix Park Foundation again to help fund the development of the new Jimi Hendrix Park in Seattle's Central District. The KISW Jimi Hendrix shirt will be sold exclusively through the Rock Shop at KISW.com. The park will boast many unique features, including the curved shapes of a guitar, an extended shadow wave wall featuring Jimi Hendrix's image, and a central canopy. The Jimi Hendrix Park Foundation has already raised in excess of $1.4 million of the estimated $1.8 million budget needed to complete the park's design and construction phases. Jimi Hendrix music has been crucial to the fabric of KISW since its inception 45 years ago. Purple Haze was the first song the rock station played after switching from its previous classical format. The partnership between the Jimi Hendrix Park Foundation and KISW began in 2012, when Jimi Hendrix would have turned 70. Visit KISW.com for more info. Just ahead, much more exciting and stimulating radio talk in Tim O'Connor. I'm Rebecca Neighbors, RCL 2020 News.
Tire tracks all across your back. I can see you had your fun, but